something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, Priesthood and Sacrifice.
Hallelujah.
There's a new order of priesthood. Melchizedek brought forth bread and wine. Okay, turn to the book of Matthew. I am reading to you from verse 26, chapter 26. Are you there? And as they were eating, I always tell people, you know, it's amazing how, I don't know how people get these names. Have you ever heard of the Last Supper and the Lord's Supper? The Last Supper and then the Lord's Supper. Huh? Okay. Before I read this, let's just nail this one. Okay? I just want to show you something. First Corinthians Chapter 11. Are you there? I'm reading from verse 18, chapter 11, 1 Corinthians. For there must be also heresies. No, 18. For first of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you, and I partly believe it. For there must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. That's a nice place to stop, but not now. I have something to tell you there, another day. When ye come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. For in eating, everyone taketh before other his own supper, and one is hungry, and another is drunken. Did you hear that? What? Have ye not houses to eat and drink in? Or despise ye the church of God and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. Praise the Lord. Now, I want you to observe that he said some go hungry, some are full. Okay? When they come together to eat, what could they have been eating? Supper. Say supper. There's a difference between the communion and the supper. Praise the Lord. But here's the significant thing. We come to Matthew. Let's go back to Matthew where we were. From verse 26, chapter 26. And as they were eating, what were they eating? That supper. As they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. This was not the supper. They were already eating supper. Then he brought bread. Supper was going on. Are you still there? All right. Then he says, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body. Remember, Melchizedek brought what? Bread. And what? Wine. Okay, significant emblems. Now, verse 27. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them saying, drink ye all of it. Ah, when did this happen? Let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. I'm reading from verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. That's an instruction. 25. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped. That means at the end of supper. You read that in St. Luke's Gospel, you read in St. Mark's Gospel, they're telling you the same story. That at the end of supper. Now, they already started the supper before he brought the bread. They finished the supper, then he brought the wine. Are you there? Okay, now look at it. It says, verse 25, after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Now, Melchizedek the high priest brought forth bread and wine to Abraham. Okay? And he blessed Abraham, which means he served that communion to Abraham. He served it to Abraham. Hallelujah. And blessed him and received his tithes. And proclaimed him, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. Now Jesus comes in as our high priest. And he gives the indication of what he's going to be called. Bread and wine. Then he dies for us. He's raised from the dead. As our high priest, he takes his blood to heaven. We receive eternal life and get in his shoes as priests of the Most High God, going forth again with bread and wine. The same emblems in the order of Melchizedek. With the power of an endless life. Can you shout amen, somebody? The power of an endless life. Bread and wine. Bread stands for the Word of God. Wine stands for the Holy Ghost. Can you shout hallelujah, somebody? We live by that bread and wine. Melchizedek belonged in another order. The Word and the Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you a priest? I said, are you a priest? Even at this moment, we will offer up spiritual sacrifices. In another service, we're going to be talking about what are spiritual sacrifices. But one of the first ones that we've talked about tonight is the fact that we ought to make confessions to his name. Confessions is celebration of the name of Jesus. That's what it is. Can we do that now? Let's pray. Rise. You see, sometimes you find Christians, God's people, praying about something. Asking God for the same thing they've been asking for. If you will have a celebration of the name of Jesus, that name will do something for you. Hallelujah. That name. You see, you proclaim the name of Jesus over every circumstance of life. Proclaim the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower.
The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Celebrate that name. Oh, thank you, Lord.
When you give your heart to Christ to be born again, your life starts out as a spiritual babe. In much the same way, anybody began his life as a babe in the natural world. There's nobody here who was born an adult. You know anybody like that? Who came into this world as an adult? Nobody like that. As a Christian, your life also starts out as a babe. The Bible shows us that there is a clear relationship between how you grow in the natural world and how you grow spiritually. You don't know everything at once when you start out. And you have to be built up. And that's why we can have a man who's 25 years old and is acting like a child because he's not been brought up. That's why you can have a 35-year-old guy still following mommy. That's why it's that way. Mommy says, the 17-year-old boy, leave him, he's just a child. He's doing something stupid. Leave him, he's just a child, 17. So when he's 34, what's it going to be like? So spiritually, we also have the same thing. Somebody's been a Christian, been in church for 10 years, and he's upset that the group leader has never come to visit him. You know what I'm talking about.
The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Gounderbology 1, Minimode Carrefour Côte d'Azur. Worship with us on Sunday by 9 a.m., Wednesday by 6 p.m., and Friday by 6 p.m. for inquiries or to share your testimony with us. Please call +237-676-278-413 or email us at info@loveworldradiantworks.org.
This is the continuation of the message, Priesthood and Sacrifice.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes there are people who don't go to church and they say, why? I say, well, I was a member of that church for 15 long years. And when something happened to me, nobody came to see me. I wasn't in church for a whole month and nobody remembered. 15 years in church and you still needed visitation? Now think about it. Think about a mother carrying a 15-year-old boy and holding a feeding bottle. That's tragedy. But that's the way some people want us to treat them.
Been in church 5 years. Needing follow up.
Let me show you something. Can you turn over to 1 Peter? 1 Peter chapter 2. Have you found it? 1 Peter chapter 2. From verse 2, read it for me. 1, 2, go. Read verse 3. Yeah. He says, if you really think that the Lord is gracious, okay, you found out he's been gracious to you, then desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. The milk of the word of God refers to the fundamentals. The fundamental principles of the word of God. The elementary teachings of the word of God. He says, if you even desire after that, you would grow. You would grow. And you know, there have been people in churches for many, many years. They don't know more than, you know, God bless me, God help me, God thank you, God do this for me, do that for me. They think God is there to answer their prayer. God is there to do something for them. God is alive for them. That's what they think. God doesn't live for you. You live for God. He doesn't exist because of you. Get it straight. God doesn't exist. Somebody says, oh, God answers our prayers. That's what he's there for. Oh, no. How can I? That's not what he's there for. You're here for him. He pre-existed you. He made you. He has a purpose for you. You don't have a purpose for God. You couldn't have one. Hey, come on. Could you have a purpose for God? That's unthinkable. He has a purpose for your life. He made you. The trouble with most people is that they have never found out the reason for which they were born. They think mom and dad loved each other and gave birth to me. So that's why I'm here. No. There's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason God brought you in here to this world. There's a reason for your life. Well, you may say, I was an accident. Mom and dad weren't even expecting me. They even told me. They told me. We had 3 children already, or we had 5 children already, and you just came. We weren't expecting you. You just came. And we were thinking of what to do about you. You just came. They may have even told you. Maybe somebody told you your uncle picked you from somewhere and raised you. You were an abandoned child. Did I ever tell you about that 52-year-old lady who was crying? She was crying and crying and said, why are you crying? She said, they told me that my mother wanted to abort me. I said, what? When was that? Before I was born. I said, how old are you? She said, 52. And she was married. She had kids. But she had lived a sad life. 52 long years. Just because she was told her mother didn't want to keep her. But you've been here 52 years.
You can't blame your mother now. But that's the way many people are. They've grown up angry at society. They've grown up angry with the government, angry with their nation, angry about something, and because of that, they are preconditioned to living a terrible life, an unhappy and sad life, just because somebody else did something stupid. You can't live your life like that. You can't live your life like that. You gotta grow up. You gotta grow up. Refuse to be dominated by circumstances. No matter what kind. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And you know, there are people who love prayer. They always pray for me. They're prayer collectors, you know. Pray for me, pray for me. Some even have written to ministers all over the world asking for prayers. Pray for me, pray for me. They think that if they have a multiplicity of prayers, then something good will happen. They say, well, you know, there are lots of people praying over this business. Lots of people. God doesn't hear because so many are praying. They say, if so many people are praying, there's no way that God will not hear. Didn't you really destroy the whole world before with water and saved only 8 people? He destroyed everything. Come on, understand it. He destroyed everything and left only 8 people alive. Their cries didn't stop him. As the waters rose, they cried, they shouted. God said, it's too late. Then listen to them. Like the fellow who said, I don't believe in hell. Well, why don't you believe in hell? He said, there's too many of us going to hell. So because of that, you don't believe in hell. He said, I don't think a merciful God will let so many go to hell. I thought, you've never read the Bible then. He said, God is too merciful to let so many people go to hell. All right. I hope you don't think so while you're here. God doesn't think like that. I just told you, he destroyed a lot of people before. One at a time, he destroyed 2 cities and let only 1 family escape. Sodom and Gomorrah. He brought out fire from heaven and destroyed them. Somebody says, then God must be very terrible. No, he's not terrible. He's only terrible to those who have been terrible and refused to repent. Because God said, I'll be to you what you see me to be. You still there? Bible says, to the pure, he shows himself pure. To the fraud, he shows himself fraud.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. Gounderbology 1, Mini-Mode Carrefour Cote d'Azur. Worship with us on Sunday by 9 a.m., Wednesday by 6 p.m., and Friday by 6 p.m. for inquiries or to share your testimony. With us, please call +237-676-278-413 or email us at info@loveworldradiantworks.org.